getting really good at guest communication with one property, getting really good at revenue management with one property, getting really good at five-star reviews, with turning the house over, with all the details that go into one, will set the foundation for building after that.
Welcome to the Superhost Unveiled podcast, where a small family created a thriving vacation rental business in the heart of the White Mountains. Founded by husband and wife duo Peter and Julia Plord, with the help of their business-savvy daughter Hannah, Peter was able to leave his full-time job and move him and his wife to their dream location. Together, we'll discuss the secrets of building a successful vacation rental business and beyond. Pack your bags, let's check in for the journey of your life. Here are your superhosts, Hannah and Peter Plord. So if you're someone that feels like you're not getting enough done, try doing that exercise. And then I also pick three tasks to focus on for the next day. So again, I'm not kind of in this task overload and I don't know what to work on. I just know what to do immediately when I get to work.
I think that's very important, like to not carry with you all of your thoughts, anxieties, stresses, worries when you go to bed. And I think dumping at the end of your day, or structuring your thoughts at the end of the day, so tomorrow you know, all right, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do this, this, and this. I know, like, if I don't, what I've been kind of getting in the habit of doing is using my iPhone reminders to generate my task list. And if I don't, I'll give you a quick example. Owner messaged me that they want to leave a bottle of wine for a guest that's coming Saturday, and it needs to be a red bottle of wine, and they want me to write a note, and the note needs to say X, Y, and Z. If I didn't put that in my reminders, that would have probably woke me up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, or something silly. So once I get it in my reminders, it's enabling me to get a really good night's sleep. And I think that's been a game changer for me.
Yeah, definitely. Because so, especially when you're multi-passionate, you can just think about new ideas, new things all day long. And then the last thing that I do, which is kind of in the category of boundaries, which we're going to move on to in a bit, but my phone goes into do not disturb mode at around 7 p.m. And the only reason I can do that is because we have a team of people responding to guest messages, and I just rely on them as I give my dad side eye. But I put my phone in do not disturb mode at around 7 p.m. and then it does not go off that mode until 8 a.m. So I'm literally not looking at my phone, not scrolling on Instagram and Facebook, not, you know, looking at a screen, although I do watch Netflix at night, because it just takes me away from being present in my life. I'd rather be petting my cat Gilbert than looking at Instagram.
Yeah, I do something similar, but not quite as early. So when I used to like bring my phone up to my bedroom, and I don't do that any longer. I leave it in the kitchen. So it's in the kitchen. I never hear it. You know, if, and then I don't look at it when I wake up either right away. I make sure I kind of get into my first hour where I'm sitting quietly with my first cup of coffee and just gathering myself before I even get to my phone. And the other thing that I didn't bring up and I didn't even put in our little outline here is how I manage email. So for me, another big habit game changer was not to put notifications on email, because I use Gmail.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Superhost Unveiled podcast. Today, we're taking a bit of a turn and talking about habits and organization help you run your life and your business. My name is Hannah.
I'm Peter.
And we're super excited for this episode. Me more so, I think. This is my jam. But you have a really good routine that you've worked out too. So I think you'll have some good stuff to talk about.
I'll do my best.
So the reason why it's important to have good habits and organization, because your business can quickly overrule your life. And it's really easy to become burnt out, unmotivated, and just a whole list of things. So first, I wanted to just talk about what burnout is. And basically, that's when you overwork yourself so much that you become to feel unmotivated and
systematically, then you can easily lose track of potential clients. So yeah, that is one reason to stay tuned, if nothing else.
Yeah. And we also talk about, you know, ways to grow your business and work on your business, not in it. And even if you just have one property, you can still very much get overwhelmed, and that will make your property perform not as well. So it's really important to take care of yourself. So we're going to start by talking about our routines. Why don't you take the lead on this one?
Yeah. And it, you know, it's really about habits, right? It's about, if I would just recommend that you look at yourself and kind of, if you can, kind of write down like, all right, what did I do today? You know, if, especially if you don't right now go to a job, and you have, if you're a self-employed, or if you're working from home, or if you are your own business owner, then I think it's really easy to lose track of what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. So for me, you know, it's all about my habits. and it's, what's interesting about habits is that it's very easily for bad ones to creep in and for good ones to creep out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So one of the things that I do that has been a game changer, and it seems so silly, is I make my coffee at night. And that little subtle change, when I come down, I don't time it. Like, you can put a timer on, you know, so it's brewing before you even wake up. That I don't do that because we don't keep our coffee maker plugged in. But I do make it. It's already made today. Like, I did it right when we finished the coffee. Nice. And that little subtle change just gets me going in the morning in the right direction. So I wake up, I feed the animals, I start a fire, I start brewing the coffee. Another little subtle change was, this is probably silly to talk about on this podcast though, is I used to make the entire pot, right?
Yeah, of coffee.
Of coffee.
Okay.
But then you have to wait for the entire pot to brew. Now I only make 8 cups because
what a difference.
Well, the difference is speed that I get my coffee. So if I have to wait for the whole pot to brew, it takes a little longer. Now I get it quicker, and then I have to brew another one anyway because I used to just drink the whole pot. So now I have to brew another one for mom when she wakes up, but I've already had my cups, so I'm good to go. So that's just coffee. you know, I wake up with a purpose of learning. So whatever that means, it could be, you know, watching a YouTube video series about someone teaching something. It could be reading a book. It could be a number of things, but I want to learn in the morning. That's where I feel like my brain really is working at its highest level. Some of you might be nighttime, maybe during the middle of the day, but for me, it's in the morning. So I make sure I read or learn from some source. It could be reading the paper. It could be, you know, checking out whatever your thing is. But I want to learn something new. I want to try to challenge myself to get better every day.
I like that. I'm actually the same way. So I also perform better in the morning. So right now what I've been doing, because I'm self-employed completely, is when I wake up in the morning, that's when I wake up. So I don't have an alarm. Well, I do have an alarm set for like late, which is 7:40 for me, which is not that late for some people, but for me that's late. But like the other day I woke up at 5:30, and the old me would have just went back to sleep or like just laid in bed until my alarm went off. But I was like, no, my body woke me up for a reason. I've got these extra hours. I might as well act on it. So I've been challenging myself to act on it and listen to my body more.
I also don't set an alarm. I just let myself wake up whenever I want to wake up. Sometimes that's 4:30. Sometimes that's 5, 6. Mm-hmm. Today was 6. I was like, wow, I slept late. but it, you know, it doesn't really matter. I will never sleep really past. If I set an alarm for 7:45, I would never have to hit that button.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so much better not getting jolted awake, because I feel like everyone says, all the like super successful people are like, oh, you need to wake up at 5 a.m. every day to be successful. But if you're jolting yourself awake at 5 a.m. every day, you're not feeling motivated and ready to go. You're sluggish. But when I wake up without an alarm, I'm feeling ready to go.
Yeah. I think another key factor is, and again, it's not overly complicated. It is making sure that I have time set aside to spend on myself. doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So for my personal examples is, especially in this time of the year, it's the winter. We love to ski. So 2 to 3 hours, if I can ski, I'll ski. I started doing yoga. I'm on day 32. Well, if I did 30 days and now I'm on day 2 of the new program, I am probably the poster child for non-yoga. I am not flexible. I have no attention span whatsoever. I don't like being quiet. I don't like standing still, but I am loving it. I am loving it for many reasons. And I was doing it in the morning, and now I did it this morning, for example, but now I've like mixed it up where if I don't feel like doing it in the morning, I do it after we ski. And my point is focus time to give back to yourself. And I think for me, that means physically, mentally, all of the above.
Right? Yeah.
I think that's very important.
Yeah, I do that too. But that's typically at night for me. So after I like do all my work for the day and I'm ready to wind down, that's when I do yoga. And I am someone that does yoga frequently. Like I am very flexible and I enjoy it. But I also read at that time because reading's like a quiet wind down type of activity. Yeah. So I think having time to just be by yourself is super important, especially if you're introverted, you recharge when you're by yourself. So having time to recharge your battery is super important.
Yeah. And then maybe the last thing I'll say under routines and what I kind of think about at a high level is I've always been a person that has wanted, and I was not a good student, but I am a learner. You know, I like to learn and I like to keep progressing. And I don't think that'll ever stop until I stop. So I think if you kind of analyze successful people, they pretty much have that habit where they are either reading or learning or and never stopping to try to improve themselves.
Yeah, you have a really interesting fact that you found here. So it says adults whose annual household income is $30,000 or less are more likely than those living in households earning $75,000 or more a year to be non-book readers. And then you have 36% versus 14%. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, I think it's interesting the lack of reading that happens in general.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the problem is that no one has time.
No one thinks they have time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, especially if you're working in corporate and you're working 40, 60 hours a week, you may not have time. You might be so tired by the time you get home. So it's the way that the job market is set up.
You know, the other thing with that said, I feel like a lot of times people like wear that as like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
You know, I know, I think I did for
workaholic mentality.
Yeah. That's like, you're better than others if you work more than others. And I'm not saying hard work's not important because it is important, but working hard without purpose is not good.
Right. Yeah. So 27% of adults say they have not read any books in the past year, and that's up from 19% in 2011. So more about my routines. In the morning, I wake up whenever I want to, and then I make my tea. I can't drink coffee anymore. And this is when I journal. It's not like I'm writing a diary. It's more like a brain dump. So I will write one page of my thoughts, and that allows me to move past my busy brain and get focused on work. Once I put down like all these different ideas to grow my business and to do this podcast and to do literally everything, I can focus on the tasks that are actually important for that day. And that just helped. That's just a really good way to move past that. And then I also do meditation and affirmations in the morning, but that's going above and beyond. You don't have to do all that every day. And then something I do at night, which I think is really important, is I reflect on the day. So I actually write down everything I accomplished from making coffee, making my bed, you know, all the things I did for work, anything that I accomplished that day, because oftentimes, for me at least, I can go throughout the entire day and be like, Like, for example, my boyfriend will come home from work and be like, what'd you do today? I'm like, really? Nothing. And he goes, really? And then I list everything I did, and he'd be like, that's a really busy day. So oftentimes I don't think it's busy, but, you know, responding to 100 Instagram DMs and recording 5 podcasts in one day and editing all this and doing all that, that's a lot of work.
So I don't get notified on my phone every time my Gmail goes off. And then I look at my Gmail usually some point in the morning. It's not really like at a set time. And then I'll look at it right around 4 o'clock, and that's it. So nice. And it really has helped me a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. These are all things that we have worked on to develop in our lives, but every person is different. So it's going to take some trial and error for you to figure out what works for you. I've tried things that don't work for me, like waking up at 5 a.m. every day. It doesn't work for me. I'd rather just listen to my body. So figure out what things you think would work for you. Try to incorporate it into your routine. And, you know, habits take a while to set in. So you have to do things for around 30 days, typically, is what they recommend, for it to actually become a habit. So if you try something for one day and it doesn't work out, keep trying. So next, I think to go off of routines, it's super important to set some clear boundaries. And that's kind of the phone going into do not disturb mode or leaving it down in the kitchen. That's a boundary that we've set for ourselves to make sure that we're staying present in our lives. But I kind of broke this down into two different categories: setting boundaries with clients. So if you are a property manager and you manage other properties in addition to just your own, that's going to help you there. And also setting boundaries with guests. So first, let's go into setting boundaries with clients.
They kind of manage those boundaries themselves. You know what I mean? We have had some owners who weren't a good fit for us and didn't manage those boundaries. And now they're not with us anymore, you know? So I think, to your point, I think not responding, you know, unless it's an emergency. So, you know, we'll get text messages like, cause they're watching guest communication and whatever, they might want a certain response. I think you set the standard of what that communication is going to be like by how, you know, for me, I'm very easy to get a hold of.
Yeah.
So I've kind of enabled their ability to do that, you know? So,
right.
And I'm okay with it for now, but again, just the way I manage my email kind of puts a pause on that. The way I manage my phone can put a pause on that. So it's not anything that I'm at this moment worried about.
Yeah. So for you, setting clear standards is before they even sign on as a client. Now you've recognized, okay, this type of person is not going to mesh well with our personality. So we're just not going to have them sign on at all. That's something you've developed, and that's a boundary, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
Also things you can do with your clients is not taking non-emergency calls between certain hours, or, you know, maybe not on the weekends, but for us, weekends are the busiest time. So we probably will do that. And something that I don't think you do entirely, you do send out newsletters, but having like office hours, set times for clients to call in and just check up on things. So maybe like on Tuesdays at 9 a.m., you are sitting there ready to answer any questions, any and all questions for 2 hours. And then the other thing is, you know, sending out a newsletter, updating clients on certain trends and things that you're doing to improve their property.
Yeah. One thing I would just add to that is that if you're proactively communicating with them, with your clients, then they will have lack of a need to engage back to you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you're like telling them what's going on and they understand what's going on, and maybe that's giving them access to a calendar for your properties and they can see how much it's booked and what it's getting for a nightly rate and what your guest communication is. I don't hide any of that stuff from them. So it tells them the story of their property. And then I basically, you know, make sure that either it's an email, a text, or even a phone call, I'm proactively reaching out to them so they feel good about what's going on and they understand. And it's not only when things are good, it's like when things are bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you, at the very least, set an intention to reach out to your clients once a week on Fridays, for example, or once a month, and just give them the nitty gritty of exactly what's going on and everything you've dealt with and just lay it all out for them, then they don't have to come to you with questions because they know that you're going to come to them. So moving on to sending guests, setting boundaries with guests. You may think just because they're paying you for the house and the service that you have to answer everything and you there's no way to set a boundary, but there are some sneaky ways to do this. So one of that is in your house manual and in any like house rules and your guest book and all that, outlining, you know, potential problems that can occur and how guests can solve them on their own. So many houses have a little guide like, how do I use the remote and TV? How do I use the thermostat? How do I use the hot tub? How do I use whatever? So guests can read through that first, and we put that front and center for them to look at that first so that they don't call us to ask us how the TV works. And that's just, you know, taking one step away from having you to be hands-on.
Yeah, and I think to that point, there's a lot of times when they're like, what's the Wi-Fi password? And I'll just say, it's in the manual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not rude or anything, but it's in the manual. And then by saying that and not giving them the answer, it basically tells them like, oh, before I ask this question, I'll check the manual, you know? So I think that's very important for sure.
Yeah. And I know like for this winter in particular, we've had guests frequently ask like, can I use the fireplace? How does the thermostat work? So I'm going to guess like in the future, we should probably have some signs with some instructions, just letting them know so they don't even ask those questions.
Well, yeah. And I think if you're getting repeat questions on a certain topic, that's a trigger for something's missing.
Right.
In the way we're communicating with our guests.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And on that note, you can start forming canned responses to those frequently asked questions. Because we've talked about this on the podcast before, getting asked if we can check in early 500 times a week it's not that much, but many times a week, several times a day can get so exhausting and so annoying. But for that guest, it's the first time. But for you, it's the 500th time. So having a canned response, make sure that you're giving each guest the same amount of attention, even though you're at your wit's end because you've answered this question six times today. So you can do that with, can I do early check-in? Can I do late check-in? Are there local attractions, coffee maker? Yeah, whatever questions you're getting asked frequently, have canned responses for that so that you don't have to type it out every time. And then the last point I have here is just making it clear what is an emergency and what is not an emergency. So I think I'm thinking about a couple of houses in particular. In their manual, it says like, call us if the fire has occurred, first call the fire department, then call us. Or if this has happened, please refer to these resources and then call us. Obviously, a fire is an emergency, but they give instructions for the order of contact. So if a light bulb is out, that's not an emergency. If the power goes out, yes, we'd like to know, but there's not much we can do about that. So, you know, making it clear what to do in different situations that a guest might experience. Anything to add?
Nope. Pretty spot on.
And then another important thing I would include in this episode is having CEO time, which basically translates to working on your business, not in it. So regardless if you have a fleet of properties that you're managing or just one property, you need to set aside time to actually consider ways to grow it. So that includes analyzing your numbers and your data, setting aside time to think creatively for growth. I know you do this way more than I do. So you, in the last episode, was talking about how you do this every morning.
Yeah. You
wanna briefly recap things you do about that?
I mean, you kind of said it at the beginning of this episode. I kind of just let my... Like I don't like I just let my brain dump. And then through the dump, I basically look at it, analyze it, and structure it to help us move forward in a direction. Way before this, though, I kind of have a strategy and a plan for the year. So that's like an overarching goal for our company on what I want. And it could be growth, it could be standards, it could be whatever it is. And so I kind of just, with that in my head, I kind of know like, all right, maybe these thoughts are just put aside for now and I don't do anything with them. Maybe these thoughts are some that I can use now and kind of think about how can I use this to get better. Maybe it's more personal, you know, when yoga started, you know, a month ago, that just came kind of to me out of nowhere. And, you know, whatever it is, I kind of use the thoughts and kind of organize them after I kind of get them down on paper, though.
Gotcha. Yeah, setting goals is super important. Reflecting on how your business has been performing so far and things you can do to improve. So maybe if you just have one property, that's looking at reviews and taking feedback into consideration and making improvements on your property and investing back into your property and what to invest in and what not to invest in.
Back to like what I didn't talk about, because I kind of was thinking about more like personally, is like every morning I look at three different sites related to our company. One is our software, our PMS, Guesty, which gives me stats, and Airbnb, which also gives me data and stats, and then Price Labs, which gives me data and stats. But that's after like the first couple of hours of getting going in the morning. I at some point will use that as a trigger for analyzing our company, our business. And a previous episode, kind of like then looking at, okay, how are the houses doing? Who's doing well? Who's doing medium? And who's the bottom 20%? And can I move the 20 into the middle to at least shrink the bottom percent? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking at it from a revenue standpoint, for example. So constantly looking at numbers and data to try to get us to get better.
Yeah. And once again, if you just have one property, you can still get better. You'll never reach the point where you can't improve something.
In fact, you need to build the habits on the one property before you really can go into two, three, four, and five.
Right.
You know, if you build your habits off one property, get really good at getting that property maxed out, whatever that means, you know, it might mean different things to different people, but getting really good at guest communication with one property, getting really good at revenue management with one property, getting really good at five-star reviews with turning the house over with all the details that go into one will set the foundation for building after that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really important.
All that stuff I like to call CEO time. Last up for this episode, we wanted to discuss some technology that we use to keep our lives and business organized. First up, I'm literally staring at it right now. We use Asana. It's a project management system that can be as simple as a to-do list, but as complex as a full-on project manager where you are tracking projects, tracking the status, assigning it to team members, all that jazz. But it's super cool because you can look at things in list view, board view, calendar view. You know, you can track the progress, like I said. You can add subtasks. There's so many amazing features. So if you need a digital way to, and we're not sponsored by them or anything, but if you need a digital way to organize your thoughts and your projects that you're working on and ideas, Asana is a great place to start.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't imagine having it not part of our business. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You introduced it to me and literally it probably saved our business the first year because it made us more professional, because it made us more organized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, think about going from whatever you are to whatever you are, like 20 properties, 20 contracts, 20 PDFs sent out, DocuSign documents, you know, all mm-hmm. that stuff you're able to put inside a profile for a client and keep it all tracked in one location.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a checklist built that we built, you know, for our for once you become a client and.
Yeah. So we, for property management, we use this tool in a couple of different ways. We track all of our leads and current clients. And when clients sign on, we track their onboarding process from, you know, signing that contract, paying their invoices, getting their house ready, everything that you just said. But we also use it to organize our podcast, and we keep our ideas, our outlines, what's recording, what's editing, our show notes, all of that jazz, all is kept in Asana. And it's such a great tool. So if you've never heard of it, go check it out. It is, we're on the free plan, but they also have a paid plan as well. But both are amazing. Next up, we have the Google Suite. So calendar, spreadsheet, docs.
We use a lot. Email.
Yeah, email.
I use a spreadsheet to track when I'm getting paid, how much is the owner making, how much are we making, how much our cleaning fees are, how much we pay out in cleaning fees to our cleaners, what the spread is on that. I track that there. So yeah, I Google is a big part of our daily life for sure.
Yeah, we use like Google Drive for our packages that we send out, our little welcome packets and informational packets. Yes. And as far as managing cleanings, Google Calendar is super helpful. If you're digital, I know mom uses a daily planner. The dog is just going crazy in the kitchen with the toys. But mom prefers a paper planner. So you need some kind of planner that's visual to keep track of all your cleanings. Our property management system has a pretty awesome tool for that. So I've actually stopped using Google Calendar in my daily planner. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever works for you.
Yeah, to that point, I do the same thing. I use our property management software to, part of my daily routine when I wake up is to kind of look at, okay, who's checking in, who's checking out, who's assigned to those houses. Are there any open holes? And I look at it, honestly, 2 to 3 days in advance to prepare for a busy day or an easy day. Yeah.
Yeah. And we use a lot more technology just to manage our properties in general to make things more automated. So our property management system automates so much of our messaging, our booking, everything. But we also use like Price Labs, which automates the pricing. So you don't physically have to be updating the pricing every day. Wherever you can automate and streamline, those are great ways to grow your business because then you have more time to focus on the business.
Totally agree.
All right. Well, we covered a lot. Anything that we missed that you want to talk about?
I think we got it all.
Yeah. So let's do a quick recap. So first we started talking about having a morning and nightly routine just to create habits that are healthy and are going to help you grow. So like having me time, making sure you're exercising and being active, making sure you're reading and always learning. And then we also talked about having really clear boundaries with clients, if you have clients and your guests, to ensure that you're not 100% of the time holding your guests' hands. So setting clear boundaries with your guests so that you're not constantly communicating with them because, you know, for them, they want to have their own time. And for you, it's not healthy to be always on your phone. And then we also talked about having CEO time. So that's time to analyze the numbers and data and think for growing your business and, you know, taking your business to the next level and investments that you can do. And then lastly, we talked about technology that keeps us sane in our life. So that's Asana, Google Suite, a property management system that's going to help you automate everything and be more hands-off. So we definitely covered a lot. So we hope you have some good tips to really make a more routine in your day and you feel more like a business owner and a CEO in your business. So with that, we wanted to thank you for listening to another episode of the Superhost Unveiled podcast. And we're hoping that you feel good about this episode, that you have some starting points to create more routine in your life, and it will help you be more motivated to grow your vacation rental business. Make sure you visit us on Instagram. We're at Superhost Unveiled, and let us know that you were listening by screenshotting the episode and tagging us in it. And of course, please leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts and share our podcast with a friend to help our podcast grow. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. My name was Hannah.
I'm Peter. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.